Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth. How you bloody doing, mate?
You know, not too bad, just
Yeah, you've got a boot.
Just fucking, I'm walking on the moon, as they say. I'm walking on the moon.
Do you want to tell the people what's happened?
Bro, I was in a fight with a bear.
Yeah.
You should have seen the bear.
Bear fucked you, bro.
Yeah, that's it. It was full on.
Because last time we saw you, you obviously had
no boot. But now I have a boot.
Now big boot.
I mean, we got to make it obvious because it's a big standout, that's for sure. I was just in the mosh pit, man. I was just ripping it up in the mosh pit.
Yeah.
And took a little fall and did a little snap.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
It's looking rough. It's looking rough. You've snapped your foot in half. You've broken your foot.
Completely in half.
Yeah. You know, I have gone around because you've fractured it, right?
I don't have any metatarsals left in my body.
I don't even know what that means.
In my foot.
Are they bones or are they muscles?
It's like the bone that goes from your fucking this bit. And it's like that bit if that's the middle of your foot.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I've been
that
telling
was very
everybody
poor biology that, explanation there, but
I've been telling everybody that you've broken your foot.
You've like, been hyping severely. It up,
yeah.
Good. So,
if you say to people,
it's not that bad. Like it's on the side, so that's why it's the big boot.
But no one's gonna give a shit if you're like, oh, I fractured my foot. It's like, oh,
get over
fractured.
It. Get over.
Fractures such a nothing thing.
Yeah, I know. But people fracture things all the time.
Yeah, exactly right. But if you've broken your foot, it's broken.
Stand back, buddy.
Yeah. I'm telling you that you're having at least 6 years out, not like 6 weeks out.
Is that what you're telling all your colleagues at work?
I've told everyone that.
Yeah, well.
I put it on the story. Good I made stuff. A GoFundMe for you.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. How much have you got so far?
Oh, we're up to about 2K.
Yeah, nice.
People feel really bad for you. I added a bit more than just a broken foot, but you know.
AIDS.
Stage 4 ligma cancer. Bro's gone.
That's crazy. Wow, that's amazing. You know what? I mean, in the release timeline, it's not going to be any different. But for our recording timeline, it's been a while since we've recorded our last episode.
You know, it feels good. It feels good to be back in the fray.
Yeah.
Since we were last... Well, I mean, these are the things since we last recorded.
Yeah.
Okay. What's happened? Eels.
Oh.
Eels. The Parramatta Eels.
That's right.
Didn't get the spoon.
No. Yes. They beat the Tigers. And you went to the game...
Yeah, I went to the game.
Big, huge news. For international listeners, that's Australian football. It's not AFL, but it's basically Australian football.
Joe Biden won. He's now president. and they hit the second tower. So a lot has happened since we last recorded. But for you guys, you won't know because it's just a week.
It's a week ago.
That's why we bank.
Yeah,
that's bank right. Bank and wank, baby.
Yep. Exactly right. So we're keeping fresh, but also staying in the past. That makes no sense.
You can keep fresh, but stay in the past. You got a mindset for the past, but you're just very clean. Keeping fresh.
You've boggled me. You've actually boggled me.
You're going crazy just like this movie.
Nah, bro, crazy in life.
Unless you wanted any more to say.
I will say the title of this movie. We watched...
I'm glad.
We watched Joker from 2019. The smash hit from... What's
2019?
His, from 2019.
Oh, Todd Phillips.
Todd Phillips,
done The Hangover.
Great, great director. Fantastic director. And a really interesting combination, him and Joaquin Phoenix. Never knew it was going to be a match made in heaven, but here we are. The world has taken it. Well, they've taken the world by storm. And, you know, obviously there is a sequel that is going to be released that we will eventually watch now because...
And review. Stay tuned for that one, people.
That's what we do around here. But, you know, watching this movie for the first time in cinemas...
Oh, man.
Blows you away. And this... is like both our third or fourth watch, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I've watched it a few times now, I think.
It's been a decent amount of watches.
It's very rewatchable, this movie.
This is what we got to preface.
Yeah, okay.
There is the people who love this movie and there's the people that hate this movie.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of people are like, this is a movie for white straight men and they're going to love it.
Oh, just another American Psycho.
And yes, there are the people who...
The people that obsess over it.
The incels who are like literally me and they watch this movie wrong. Then there are other people where they're like, well, this movie isn't even that creative and all this shit. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Well, because it derives off a lot of other media that came before it.
A lot of people's big complaints of this is it's like, it's not as deep as people say it is.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're coming from the angle that this is deep. I think this is more just an enjoyable time.
It's just a good movie.
I like the movie as is. I'm not coming out of this going, man, this is like a commentary on society.
No, yeah. I mean, it is in aspects of it, but it's not as deep as something like Taxi Driver, which we can get to in comparison later.
Well, I actually did a bit of Adam Jones research this week.
Very nice. See our last guest. Please check out that episode.
Yeah, probably our best yet.
You know, it's awesome. Actually, not our last. We recorded that last week, but technically Weekend at Bernie's is in between that.
Yeah.
It gets really confusing in the butts nut cinematic universe, but
100%. We're like the MCU over here.
Yeah. But yeah, it's on trend. We've gone Batman Begins, now Joker.
But yeah,
so you've done a bit of research, sorry, you were saying.
No, but the point I was making is that Todd Phillips actually says that this isn't a commentary on society, really. It's a character study.
Yeah,
it's on
it is.
Arthur and his transformation from Arthur Fleck to the Joker.
Exactly right.
That's what this movie's about.
It's not
He's created
to, yeah.
the society. Society.
Society.
We use that word a lot.
Yeah.
That's gonna get an immediate boner.
Oh, society. Give it to me more.
Literally, man.
Yeah.
He's created this world that's so harsh on him so that it can create that psychopathic character that is the Joker. Yeah. That's the reason why there's this. And I will die on that hill.
No, and you will win when you die on that hill because it's completely correct. It's a character-driven movie. It's not a world-building movie.
No.
Yes, there are societal aspects to it of commentary, of things that are wrong. But that's like, that comes with every Batman story. That what we were talking about in the Begins episode about like classism and things like that.
Yeah.
It's definitely prevalent in this, but it's different. It's more about an individual perspective rather than an overarching world effect.
Well, you can't have Gotham without those themes.
You can't, because Gotham is built on the rich and the poor.
Exactly, yeah.
And the insane, basically. Yeah
absolutely. Anyway,
yeah,
I'll
give you the synopsis.
Please.
Arthur Fleck, a party clown, leads an impoverished life with his ailing mother. However, when society shuns him and brands him as a freak, he decides to embrace the life of crime and chaos. That's very, like, compact, that synopsis, but it gives you everything that you need to know.
It does.
Yeah. What I completely agree with that, though, because like it's literally just the course of what happens in the movie. Like you were saying, it starts with Arthur being this one character, and then he ends up, you see his evolution in such a nice way.
It's a two-hour progression into,
it really
is. A man mistreated to a man who's actually noticed.
Yes.
That's why he becomes the Joker, because that's the one thing in his entire life that he feels he's been recognized for.
Yeah.
That he's made an impact with in the world.
You know what's awesome, though, is it doesn't jump into that too quickly. You know, at the start, he's obsessed with being noticed and loved.
Mm-hmm.
And accepted. And he's trying to get that from all sorts of different places.
Yeah.
Begins. We can start with his job, working as a street clown, advertising different businesses and things.
Yeah.
And
Spinning the board,
man. Yeah. And his relationship with his co-workers, especially Randall at the beginning.
Yes, yeah.
Very interesting. Obviously gives him the gun to defend himself after the altercation happens with the young boys and they beat him up on the street.
Yeah.
And that's the intro to Joker right there.
Yeah, man just gets like absolutely jumped.
Yeah.
Nutsacked in like an alleyway.
Yeah, that's
not
it.
Not good.
But he's looking for all these places to get his figurehead. Like he wants a figure to take care of him. He needs someone.
Well, there's another three examples from the start that they have.
Yes.
I would say the other one is his mother.
Of course. Yeah.
Tries to get it from her.
Yeah. Penny Fleck.
Fucking bitch.
Crazy bitch.
I'll just say it now. First time I saw her die, I felt bad. This time I was like, fuck yeah.
Suck a dick.
choke that woman. Just absolutely pillow on the face. How good.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Completely
scene
deserved. Completely deserved, actually. Because, excuse me, that was a long
silent... No, bless you.
That was a long silent burp. I mean, yeah.
Penny Fleck.
Arthur was abused as a child. And she just stood by and let it happen. That's what they said. That's what the doctors said in the reports and things after she adopted him.
Vlogged it.
Live streamed it online.
She's just doing...
Straight to the dark web in the 1970s.
Yeah. Cooking videos. And poor Arthur's in the corner.
It's like, fuck.
My bad.
Yeah. And so what about some other examples of...
Figureheads that
he looks to.
Well, it's Murray.
Of course.
He sees him as the father he never had.
Yes.
Which is one of the biggest betrayals that he gets when Murray turns on him.
Yeah.
Finger quotations.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one.
Oh, are we talking about Thomas Wayne?
No.
Or Sophie?
Yes. Sophie. I was going to say Sophie. I never even thought of Thomas Wayne.
Thomas Wayne's a big one as well.
There's five. There's about five pillars that he's trying to connect to. Oh, and all of them just burn.
I love the pillars, man. We were talking about pillar characters in Poor Things as well. That was good. Nice little throwbacks.
Let's just keep referring back to our old episodes.
Go watch them. Listen to them.
Get back there. Watch them, your dogs.
Basically. Yeah, completely agree.
Yeah.
So, I'm just going to pose this question to you right now.
No, I'll take it.
Who was your favourite pillar character?
Ooh.
That defined and shaped Arthur into Joker?
I think Murray for me.
Yeah.
Because he... Oh, that's a bad burp. That's like lamb and vermicelli noodles. We had like these lamb, vermicelli and carrot wraps with like chili sauce and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And that coming out as a burp is melting the microphone right now.
I can see it.
Yeah, I know. It's getting me pillared up. Murray.
Yes. Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
Oh, sensational performance. Great acting.
Which I think is a Taxi Driver reference is why they cast him.
That's why they cast him.
Because this movie's obviously definitely taken a lot from Taxi Driver.
And it's not trying to hide it either.
No. No. No, it's not.
You know what's great? Just referring on to that movie as well. Did we watch Taxi Driver before seeing Joker? Or was it slightly after?
I think we watched it before.
It's hard to look back of when we did watch it. But I do remember we had a mate. It was Jake, wasn't it? He was talking about this is more of like a Taxi Driver-esque sort of like character thing than a Joker movie. Like people have that that opinion on a lot of like on this movie quite a bit.
Well, if you want to go into even a bit more trivia,
yes, please.
Todd Phillips, when he wrote this movie with the other guy, apologies, I should have done research on that bit. There was two writers. It was Todd and another dude.
You can look it up right now. I could fill space if you want.
I know, I could. But anyway.
Todd Phillips and the other guy.
The other guy. I'm pretty sure he's returning for the second one. They wrote this film first without relating it to Joker. They just wrote it as a character.
Okay.
And then they put the Joker in.
Were they pitched to do the Joker movie?
So they wanted to make a Joker movie, but they first wrote this as just a character.
Right.
Just Arthur.
Okay.
Because Arthur Fleck isn't actually based on anyone.
No, that's right. It's a completely unique character because Joker in the comics is an anonymous entity. He doesn't have a name. He's either Jack, he's Arthur here, or he's whatever, like... other writers have given him. His name changes all the time. The Joker is more of a symbol.
Oh, yeah.
And the Joker is his identity.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's never been revealed as a true origin story that's canon to the character, which I love.
Yes.
So, yeah, obviously they created Arthur Fleck as the character that they pursued to go deeper with the story.
Are you happy that he didn't fall into a vat of acid?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's different.
It feels different. It feels good.
Yeah. I mean, look, if Batman was going to be involved, I'd want the acid.
How do you feel about the slight Batman connections? Do they...
I feel like it's got to be in there somewhere. It's still the same world.
Yeah, yeah.
And look, I will say something that brings the movie down. I don't like the cop-out of his parents getting shot in the alley at the end of the movie.
No, I don't like that either.
I actually hate that part of the movie. I think it sucks.
Yeah, because it's so unnecessary. It's like, come on, man.
Didn't need to happen.
No.
I get it, like, if you ever wanted to have the ability to write a Batman story off this Joker movie, but it's very unlikely now.
Mm.
And I honestly don't think they're going to combine Pattinson and Joaquin Phoenix together, because they've already got Barry Keoghan as their Joker.
I also can't see...
Keoghan, I don't know, I can't pronounce it.
Keoghan, something like that.
Something, Irish.
I can't see Wanking Phoenix as a proper villain either, you know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, he's much more complex than that.
Yeah. I also didn't like the Bruce Wayne scene. Where he sticks his mouth in his hands.
Wait, sticks his mouth in his hands? Run that back.
Sticks his... Oh, yeah.
Run that back.
Sticks his hands in his mouth. And makes him smile. Yeah, sticks his mouth in his hands.
Yeah. Look, it's kind of unnecessary to even have Bruce in it at all. But I guess, you know, it's world building, but it's not about that. It's about the character. And I do like how he focused more on Thomas Wayne, though.
I think that Thomas Wayne's fine. In the end,
yeah.
But the Bruce Wayne's just shoehorned in there. And it kind of... A lot of arguments you could make is, well, when Joker sneaks in to... you know, when the theater scene's happening?
Yep.
And that's when Arthur first meets Thomas. The only time he does, in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then Thomas is like, hang on a minute, you're at my place yesterday and you... tried to touch my boy or something.
Yeah, yeah. So if you ever touch my boy again, I'll fucking kill you. That's what he says.
Yeah. And so I guess the argument there is, like, you need the scene where Arthur, like, sticks his mouth in his hands or whatever. Because that makes it more anger for Thomas to punch him.
For sure.
But I think Thomas would have punched him anyway.
Because
his mum's sending him all the letters and he knows about Penny. She's a crazy woman.
Yeah.
Then the son comes and says, oh, you're my dad.
Yeah.
He would have punched him anyway.
He would have punched 100%. Him anyway. Yeah.
So you didn't need that scene.
Like, bro, you're fucking adopted. And he's like, what?
Yeah.
What a way to absolutely get slam dunked like that.
Yeah, it's all right. He got shot anyway. Do you like the Joker look?
I think it's good. I mean, obviously for a different Joker, you need a different Joker look. I thought with the long hair, I was like, okay, they're just doing a Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
They're just doing a Heath Ledger. But it's not like that because that's just the 70s look. He's long-haired, hippie-ish guy in the 70s. Not really a hippie, but everyone had long hair back then.
Yeah.
But that's just an attribute that everybody had anyways, but the makeup is more the focus and his Joker outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, it's more of a reddy, like a rose color with that bright, deep yellow sort of thing. That's more orangey as well.
Oh, it looks great.
It's very cool.
I love the look of it.
Strays away from the classic purple that's like a deep, cartoony purple sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's a completely different look.
It fits the colors of the era very well. And I like the detail of the face paint with, like, the little triangles on top and the eyebrows up there. And he looks freaky when he's putting his makeup on, too.
He does. He looks like a weirdo, man.
Yeah.
If Nolan's Joker and this Joker face together, this guy would get fucked. Like, Wanking Phoenix would be killed, bro.
Oh, instantly. Absolutely. Yeah. But you got to... remember as well, this is the beginning of the Joker. We don't know where this Joker's going to go.
True, yeah,
he hasn't become the monster yet. Well, he does right at the end.
He's friends with the monsters out of my head.
No, we can't go down that road.
Been there, done that.
Been there, done that. But, yes, at this present moment, Heath Ledger's Joker would just fuck Joaquin's up.
Wanking Phoenix.
Wanking Phoenix.
So do you think in the next movie he's going to be more of a criminal mastermind?
I don't know. I mean, obviously Harley Quinn's going to be in it. It's played by Lady Gaga.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would expect some of that because, you know, there's the whole story arc of them falling in love in the psychiatric hospital.
Going goo goo gaga for Wanking Phoenix, I tell you what. That's my guy right there.
Your mind amazes me sometimes. It's just incredible.
Sometimes I just hear a word.
Sometimes
and then
I just
want to
punch you in your perfect teeth.
Yeah. Sometimes I just want to punch you in your perfect ass. Sometimes I just hear like a word and then you keep talking and I'm like, you know what would be really funny? And that whole time I was just thinking, when can I say this Goo Goo Gaga joke? That's not that funny.
Hey, you said it and you got it.
I got it out there. That's I just good. Had to get it out there.
You made me giggle.
Yeah, I made you Goo Goo Gaga. Goo Goo Giggle. Good. That was hilarious.
All right, I want to just quickly jump on the topic of Arthur's mental health and the condition he actually does have, the pseudo-bulbar effect, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, is this a real condition?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So,
that would suck.
Google told me that a person who suffers from uncontrollable laughing or crying, Arthur's disorder was a result of his tough and abusive childhood, obviously.
Yes.
So, yeah. His mind is so broken that it has brought on this mental illness for him, and he just absolutely cannot control himself.
Mm.
And it really just brings a realistic effect as to why he's laughing all the time. Why is the Joker always laughing? It's like, well, here's a real world a real world reason why.
It grounds it a lot, doesn't it?
It does, and it makes it a bit more unique.
And if he was just like, I'm crazy just because,
yeah.
I don't think you'd have as much sympathy towards the character. But because it's, you know, when he's on the bus and he's laughing and that that mum's like, hey, the fuck you doing looking at my kid, you bitch?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm wanking Phoenix. Right, here's my card, ma'am. You feel bad for him,
you
man.
You do, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Completely. And then just like, oh, man, I just want to give this guy a poor hug.
I just want to beat him up. Kill his son.
Just beat him up on the train and then get shot by him with a pistol.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that makes this thing so tragic. And, you know, Shakespeare is
it's cool.
He's basically the forefront of, you know, saying tragedy and comedy are linked sort of thing, and that's the whole thing at the end of...
English teacher.
No, keep going.
I was just trying to be a dick.
But that's the whole thing at the end of the movie too. He's like, I've spent my whole life thinking that my life's a tragedy, but really it's a comedy.
Mm.
And that's the thing. Like, you know, when he breaks, it does become a comedy to him, but really it's so tragic because a person could easily have stepped in to help him off this path. With the right supportive person with him, he could have gotten off this path.
Well,
Arthur at his core was a nice dude.
He was, yeah.
Yeah.
He was a good dude. He just...
snapped.
Yeah.
One bad day.
One bad
That's
day.
That's also a nice little Joker reference to some other stuff, but yeah.
Yeah. He,
literally.
Well, I think that brings us to a segment that I wanted to do.
Oh.
Called Joker. God damn, I feel bad for Joker. This is where we talk about all the moments where I go, oh man, I feel bad for Joker.
Okay, I like this segment. Yeah, this is good. Yeah.
Again, Joker, I feel bad for Joker. Well, I already said it before, but the bus scene was going to be one of my key Joker moments where I'm like, oh man.
Joker, I feel bad.
He's just trying to grab the card. And he's like,
yeah.
He's laughing. He's like, get away from my kid, weirdo.
It's like when you're trying to get your ID out before going to a pub or club or something. And you're like, this is me. It's like, are you sure, buddy? Are you sure you're from New South Wales?
Were you really born in 1938? This ID doesn't match. I don't reckon. Some 14-year-old kid just looking up beady-eyed.
Let me in. Let me in for a brewski.
All right, for you, what's your Joker? I feel bad for Joker moment.
I mean, definitely the train scene when he gets smashed by those blokes, basically. Mm. They just come along with their Wolf of Wall Street attire.
Yeah.
Also, I was thinking... not very 70s of that guy with the slick back hair. He doesn't really fit into the world there. The other two do.
Yeah. But you know more about it than me.
I don't know. He gave me more of an 80s vibe. But, you know, people obviously look different at all time periods.
No, fuck him.
Yeah, it's not the stereotypical. Yeah. But I was just like, this guy doesn't look very 70s. Anyways, that was a minor nitpick.
Yeah, that's fair.
You're
allowed to do it.
Yeah. But like him just like pretty much just cracking up on the train, but he's technically crying.
And shows he's a good person. He felt bad for that lady.
That woman,
well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he knew he couldn't... he felt like he couldn't do anything.
He kind of did a good deed unintentionally.
He did save her.
He technically saved her.
Yeah.
So Joker is technically a hero.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't really kill anyone that bad.
No, just...
Oh, actually, he does kill someone who's good. Sophie.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yes. So, obviously, he gets beaten to a pulp almost, and then using Randall's gun, does the old whoosh, Deadpool under the leg.
Yeah, trick shot.
And blows a cap in Slickback's head.
Such a good shot. And then, I mean, boom, cinematic.
To the other side as well. 1-2. Cuckoo ka-choo.
Mm-hmm.
Dude lies down on the train door. He's dead.
Yeah.
And bam, and onto the third guy.
And then Jonah Hill from Temu starts running away.
That's good. Yeah, that's really good.
Bro gets absolutely done. I love that scene where he's running up with the gun. Like, he's like, I don't know what to do. Shoots him in the back till the clip empties.
Yeah.
Love that.
That's pure rage at that point. Oh. And even still, I still feel bad for him, even then.
Oh, of course.
Oh, my light's on, sorry.
Of course.
Yeah.
Phone's getting excited.
No, it's like,
phone pillar.
All right. Yeah. What about, do you have another Joker, oh no, was that what the segment was called?
Joker, oh no, I feel bad for Joker, yeah, I think is what it was.
Third time you...
Small one, but when he's talking to his mum, I think he's like bathing her, so hot, and she's like... He's like, oh, don't worry, my stand-up's going to take off. And she's like, don't you have to be funny to be a comedian?
Oh.
And then everyone's like, damn.
Yeah, I forgot about that bit. That was rough.
Yeah. Not that, loser.
People like bash through the door.
Penny Arthur's got that shit. Yeah. She's on smoke.
You just lift her up, like just soaking wet and just like run around the kitchen shit.
For the listeners, I'm making a terrible face because I'm not on board with what Scott just said.
It's like, go Penny. She's like,
oh. Yeah, I don't want to imagine that. I am.
I apologize for that.
That's haunting.
That's a Penny Whistler right there. That's an inside joke. Great cafe down at Kiama, by the way. If you're Jackson. Ever visiting Australia.
Yeah, go Jackson.
Go Jackson. Yeah. Shout out Jackson.
Shout out Jackson. Good milkshakes there.
I mean, there are other moments as well where I do feel bad for him. You know, being told he is adopted is a bit of an awkward one for him.
Mm. And then they lift Penny up. Yeah. She's naked. It's weird. So weird.
Oh, but what really is a killer is him watching the TV and Murray brings up the footage of him bombing at the comedy club.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Your heart breaks for him. But you can see the furious rage in his eyes.
When he loses his job.
Yeah.
That's bringing a gun to a children's hospital. Yeah. Kind of stupid move, but he also... He's very, I don't know if impressionable is the right word, but he...
Manipulative?
He's easily manipulated, yeah. When he's Arthur and not Joker, he's just like a little bit of clay and he just gets molded into whatever society wants him to be. Mm-hmm. And then Randall's like, hey man, you should carry this on all jobs to protect yourself.
And then he fucking dogs him!
And Randall probably knew that his next job was a children's hospital.
Yeah.
Because they probably know.
Yeah.
Randall was... I'm so glad Randall died.
Oh,
fucking loser.
One of the most satisfying deaths in cinema.
Yeah, the scissors going into his head.
Yeah.
Doesn't he keep stabbing his head as well?
Yeah, like right in his eyeball.
Oh, his eye, that's right.
And he just grabbed his head and just pummels it against the side of the wall until it's a piece of claret.
And then who's the little dude? Lenny?
Lenny.
Is it Lenny?
Oh, we got to look this up.
We will look up.
He deserves to have his name remembered.
So does the other writer of the film. But I feel bad for that.
He's just the other writer. It's Gary.
Oh, Gary.
Gary, I could never hurt you, Gary. You're always nice to me.
No,
I couldn't do that. He was a good dude. Who wrote the Joker?
Oh, poor Gary. He was like jumping for the door as well, trying to reach the locks.
Yeah, I know, and he couldn't grab it.
It's like, oh, Arthur, can he get the locks?
Going back to that thing before, Scott Silva is the other writer. I felt bad for
Scotty
Scott.
Boy.
I feel even better that I said his name, because his name's Scott, so it's all right. when he's jumping for the fucking lock.
Can we deep dive on that scene as well? How, you know, something ominous is going to happen. You can just feel it when the two walk in, and he grabs the scissors, puts it in his pocket. Arthur does.
Yes.
Goes to the door, opens up, and you just see the skeleton of a man with green hair and just the white...
Just the white...
Like a ghoul.
Yeah.
A Gotham ghoul.
Yeah.
Invites them in, and then that event happens. Such nice build-up. Really tense. Oh, dude, it's just... It's beautiful.
The dialogue. Like,
it's disgusting, but it's great.
Randall's like, oh, you go on to the rally? And he's like, no.
No.
And he's like, oh, you found another job as a clown?
No.
Like, well, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. He's like, I'm about to stab Randall in the face with some fucking scissors.
I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah.
And he'd have to repaint his face because the next scene.
Well, yeah.
He gets blood all over his face.
He doesn't just get blood over his face. The scene after that, there's a teardrop of the blue paint coming down.
Oh, yeah, and he cleans it up.
He cleans it up. So he's constantly touching himself up, making sure he's on fleek.
He's sponsored by Mecca Cosmetica, I tell you what.
Joker Mecca.
It's the new makeup line.
Yeah.
Joker makeup, I tell you what.
It's amazing. I'd buy that. I'd get behind it.
I bet you would.
You bet I would. I would, I bet.
They'd get all the incels into makeup.
That's great.
There's a big complaint about this movie. That people say that this movie would be nothing without Wanking Phoenix. But I think, of course, he's the head character.
Yeah. Well, you have nothing to have without it. They're kind of right.
Mm.
Well, it's the part suits Joaquin Phoenix so well. His performance is absolutely stellar, man.
They claim...
Look, it wouldn't be nothing without him, but it would definitely take a dip.
Yeah.
A huge dip.
They claim it's like, well, it's only due to his acting that people like this movie. Yeah. It's a character study focused on a single character.
Yeah.
If he wasn't a good actor, then how would this be a good movie?
It's a stupid thing to criticize. Like, yeah. I understand like people going, oh, you know, you put another actor in his shoes. No, but Todd Phillips and him, they work together.
Yeah.
You can see scenes of them like really deconstructing the character.
Mm-hmm. And they wrote this character for him.
Exactly.
Again, in the behind the scenes.
There you go. See, it's deeper than just, oh, it would be nothing without him. No, like it's written for him.
Exactly.
So, yes, you're right, but it doesn't make sense you saying that.
If it was a team movie and there's only one good character,
yeah,
then it's like, oh, well, without Mr. T, the A-team's nothing.
Yeah, that's it.
But it's literally the Joker. You need him to be good.
Yeah, that's right. Look,
the dumbest argument. I had to bring it up.
It's so silly to even bring that up anyways. But, like, yeah.
And it is a bit, yeah.
No, not you, but... them.
No, it's fine. Them. You can attack me as well.
You suck.
You're here to fight. Fuck you.
I am here to fight. No, yeah. Joaquin Phoenix, the performance of a lifetime. It's going to stick with him forever in the best way possible.
Oh, yeah. He's always going to be the Joker now.
He's always going to be the Joker.
Wanking Phoenix will always be the Joker.
Though, the thing about making a second one, does it hurt that legacy? We will have to see. I'm betting it does.
Dubious, that's for sure.
Dubious. Indubitably.
Do you think that this movie is just like a nice, neat package?
Yeah.
And them making a musical sequel is like... Whoa.
A mistake?
Could be. I don't want to go in negative. Yeah. I'm going to go with the open mind.
You don't want to go in there with like tainted thoughts. But yeah, no, you're right. I don't know. I just don't think it's necessary. It doesn't need to be done.
It's not necessary. It was probably inevitable, but it's not necessary.
Yeah. You know, we were just talking about this before. I mean, we always bring up Marvel and their sequels and things like that. But just like how studios, they see one thing work and then they just cash grab and jump on it again.
And create 4 John Wicks.
Look, all that I hope the next one is that it was as passionate as the first one. And that Todd and Joaquin Phoenix had the same heart that was put into the first one.
Hey, I reckon it looks all right from the trailers. I rewatched the trailer the other day.
Yeah.
It does look pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it does look like it's the same sort of style.
That's good. And that's a big feature of this movie. Yeah, another big feature of this movie that is separate from Joaquin as his acting is the style.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the time period it's set in.
Oh, yes.
The music score with the strings, very deep viola strings, I would say.
So a cello, I believe that.
Cello, yeah. And there's more cello. No, good, yeah.
Hilda. Ooh, I'm going to butcher this. Guanatotir. Try and pronounce that. It's that G word there. Her name's Hilda.
Guanatotir. Dotir. or something. European. I don't know.
I don't know.
I got no idea how to pronounce that, but Hilda.
Hilda?
Yeah.
She fucking smashed it.
So she composed the score.
Oh, yeah, and she won an Oscar for it as well.
Good. Which
definitely deserves.
You know what's awesome as well? Is this is kind of a superhero. Or no, it's not superhero, but it's a super. It's one of those characters from superheroes.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, definitely.
Winning Oscars and things like that is unheard of for this. Because it doesn't fit into that genre, really.
No, usually it's just like, hey, you've won it for special effects or something.
Yeah.
But definitely deserved it for the score. The Joker theme is so iconic.
Oh, it's great.
So melancholy. Makes you... When he's dancing to it after shooting those dudes.
He's like doing his weird little contortions and things like that.
Love that scene.
Oh.
That's what gives me hope for the whole musical aspect for the sequel.
That's life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that scene and him dancing on the stairs, they took that and they're like, let's just make that the whole movie.
Mm, yeah.
Hopefully. And that's fine. I rock with that shit.
Yeah, I love that.
Getting Lady Gaga for a musical sequel, that's smart.
On paper, it works.
Yeah.
We just have to see it in person to make sure it does. I mean, look, we don't trust IGN's opinion that much around here, but they did give it, like, a pretty low score. So, generally speaking, that means it's going to be good.
Well, they've already seen it.
They've already seen it. They see it so early.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I don't want to know about that.
No, but that usually means good things because IGN generally is quite wrong.
Mm.
That gets me excited for it, to be honest.
Internet gooning news.
Yeah, I know.
I love them.
These gooners.
Gooners. Goddamn gooners with wanking Phoenix and Joker.
That's great.
It's come full circle.
Yeah.
Any notable moments?
So when he's coming back from the hospital and it's in the rain and it's just before he goes and kills Sophie, Zazie Beetz.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad.
Him hallucinating his relationship with her throughout the entire movie.
First time watching, man.
Oh, you didn't know that.
Yeah.
But then the details, a massive detail is he meets her in the lift with her child. And then the second time he sees her, she says his name. She doesn't know his name. Not yet.
Oh, yeah.
He never told her his name. The only reason why he figures out that she figures out his name later is because he's like the crazy dude who lives up the end of the hallway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the only way she figures it out.
And she, also that first chat after he followed her and then she comes, knocks on his door. She's so chill with it.
Yeah.
Like, you're following me today. And he's like, yeah, I was. And she's like, that's kind of hot.
Yeah. Like,
come to my stand up. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Like it just that makes no sense.
Makes
when
no
you
sense.
Watch it. The first time I watched it, you just sort of rolled with it. You're like, ah, okay.
She's insane. She lives in Gotham.
Yeah, she might be a bit weird as well.
Yeah.
She's not weird. That's not her.
No. She's just a regular person just trying to live. And then Arthur goes on his psycho trip.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know what happens to her, but we know she doesn't come out of it alive.
Yes.
It's left off screen, which makes it more... Also, he doesn't have any...
Ambiguous.
There's no evidence on him that he's like... stabbed her or anything. There's no blood.
Yeah. But he's definitely... There's the shot after of him walking in the hallway all angry and you're like, he's definitely
fucking killed a man. Yeah.
Either that or he's just drunk a Monster energy drink. He's fucking ready to go.
She pulls one out of the fridge. He's like, here you go.
Here's a bottle of Prime. And he's like, that's all I needed.
That's all I needed.
As long as there's lemon lime flavor, I'm good to go. Logan and KSIS running behind him. It was them.
Do not sponsor Prime on this podcast.
No, we sponsor Harlan Super Dry.
Yeah. Brought to you by beer.
Yeah. We sponsor beer and more beer. Goddamn love beer.
That's all I want for this podcast is to be sponsored by beer and chocolate milk.
Mm.
That'd be amazing.
And Viagra.
Yes.
I'm struggling big time. I did, yeah, the little subtleties between them were great.
Yeah.
And I know, going back to the start as a pillar, that was a one that cut real deep because he was trying to use that to cope with
his... me real deep right now.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was trying to use that to cope with his life not working out quite well at all.
True.
Yeah, he's using...
True fact.
Yeah, nice man, thanks.
Yeah, good input.
Yeah.
No, you're right. It's it was super deep. And we also got a cameo from Alfred Pennyworth in this movie.
Yeah, I didn't really care for that either. That was in the scene that I was like, could be cut out.
Yeah, that's right. But still, I thought... But also, it was unrealistic for Alfred to be grabbed by the scruff of his neck as well. Like, Alfred would have fucked Joker up.
Yeah, just whack his hands out.
He's a boxer.
Yeah.
that's his law.
Or poke his eyes through the fence. Yeah. Three Stooges.
He's How gonna... dare you?
Yeah. Spit on his face.
Master Wayne, we must leave.
Yeah. Come on, boy.
Boy.
Let's go.
It wasn't my cocaine.
Would you call this a superhero movie?
No.
Good.
Absolutely not. We already discussed this.
Did we?
We made a point of it not being in that genre. We said it derives from the genre, but it's its own style. I mean, it fits into the psychological thriller. That's where it fits into.
Oh, God, here we go. Yeah. Fucking talking out your ass again. Nah. Do you have any final points?
Let me whip open
any,
the phone.
Any good shots? Any good shots?
I mean, obviously, the yellow, massive Joker introduction when it fills up the entire screen.
Yeah, that was nice.
Beautiful. There was a lot of shot. I mean, I loved him running through Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
That was great. From Carl, when he stole the documents from Carl.
Yeah. Him walking through the subway. The most iconic shot as the Joker, and he's like walking all cool, smoking and shit.
Oh.
That's the literally me one.
Him getting chased by the two detectives onto the train with the protesters, and he steals the mask and puts it on.
Make sure you cut all these burps out.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Oh, yes. That scene is great.
I love that that just clicked for you. That's great.
Those two cops are awesome. I like them.
They were great, yeah. Mm.
Trying to chase him the whole time.
Legit. Oh, man. Can we just talk... We haven't even talked about the most iconic scene in this entire movie.
Oh, true. We barely talked about...
Murray.
Yeah, of course.
Ba-boom.
I love that scene, man.
Yeah.
I love that scene. The tension. The first time you watch that shit, you're like, something's going to happen here.
Yeah.
Did you expect him to get shot first time watching it?
Sort of, I think. Not like that.
No.
Well, because it's always hinted. He does it multiple times. He goes to pretend shoot himself. Arthur does.
Even after he kills the three dudes, he shoots them all, and then he like puts a gun to his head, and he's like shakes his head, and then runs out and kills Jonah Hill from Temu.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's insane.
I thought you were going to say something else from there, but you just stared at me.
Just really wanted you to sit in what you just said then.
What, Jonah Hill from Temu?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's great.
Thank you.
It's fantastic. Right, no, yeah, lovely. It really took me by surprise when he De Niro'd Robert.
When he taxied his driver.
Oh, and deep. Then afterwards, walks up to the camera, just like, doing these ones. Goes
up. Strolls up.
And that's the way the blah, 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 and then gets cut off by commercial TV.
Yeah.
Losers.
Liberals, am I right?
Broadcasting, am I right?
Can't say anything these days. Fucking pussies. I just want to watch a talk show get shot in the head.
Yeah.
And then someone walk up. Man.
Ever since then, I've been waiting for that to happen on a talk show in real life.
On not James Corden.
That dumb cunt.
I don't think he does it anymore, so it's fine.
He doesn't?
No.
That's one person we dislike the most on Butts to Nuts is James Corden.
I know, but it seems like everyone dislikes him the most, so we've got to find someone else.
We've got to find someone niche that we can be controversial about.
Mm.
Yeah.
Let's think. There's someone out there, I'm sure.
I can see your foot thinking about
it. It's twitching, isn't it?
Who do I audience to hate on?
Looking at my mangly toes right now, but
you should be bleeping. I should be bleeping that in the editing process.
Please do. If you could do that, that'd be great. I'll put it down. It's now hurting.
Yeah, now you're self-conscious about
it. All right, fuck you. I'll keep it up. It was actually hurting, but then you brought it up.
Yeah. Well, I don't think there is anything else that I can say. I mean, look, it's not the longest movie in the world for like a movie of this genre, but it's nice and compact.
He dances on those stairs to Gary Glitter. We won't talk about Gary Glitter because... But we will talk about Joker dancing on those stairs.
Yeah, legit. Well, yeah. There's a couple of songs that pop up. Obviously, Rock and Roll.
Part 2.
Part
2.
I looked on the Amazon because I watched it on Amazon.
You watched it on Amazon?
Yeah.
You weirdo.
Bro, it's just... Netflix signed me out and I couldn't get the password from you.
What?
Yeah.
Should have rung me or faxed me or some shit.
No, I had the Amazon password on mine. Speed dial.
Pussy.
Anyways, but obviously that was in it, and then That's Life.
Yeah.
That song. Great song. Fantastic. Can't remember who
the train dude sings another Sinatra song, the clown one.
Sinatra, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't know who That's Life was about?
It skipped my brain.
That's so embarrassing. Yeah. Oh my god, that is so embarrassing.
Listen, I'm more of a Bing Crosby sort of guy.
See, when I think of That's Christmas Life, carols. I think about Bill Shorten's retirement speech. My god,
That's Life.
That's going to age not too badly when this episode comes out, because it will be about 2 months since Bill Shorten retired.
That's good for forward thinking.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, right? Very good.
Yeah, yeah. He just said the lyrics of That's Life. He's like, anyway, whatever. He's fucking stupid.
That's crazy.
Well, Butts Nuts gets political.
Why don't you give me some bloody letterbox?
Okay. Yeah, I could do that.
You could do that.
I could do that.
Or not.
Oh, I got one last line, please. Because I wrote this shit at like 3 a.m. when I watched this movie, and I was like, this shit's going to fucking slap. This is for the incels, this next line, all right?
Nice.
So if you're not an incel, back the fuck off, all right? All right, incels, come in. Come in closer. Daddy's got to talk.
So we can smell you.
Arthur goes from a person who's left in the shadows and underappreciated by society to some martyr who sparked a revolution against the corrupt bureaucrats.
Totally. Huge, right? Deep. Huge.
Yeah.
Massively deep. I mean, I guess, yeah, he does become a martyr when he's laid out on the car. Everyone thinks he's dead, but then he rises and he's alive. Oh, good
shot where he puts the blood on his mouth.
Yeah. And that. Mm. Lots of tension.
Fuck you, I'm an incel. He's literally me.
I will defy my entire personality around the Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also wrote, Arthur Fleck is like a lost child.
He is like a lost child. Yeah. Mm.
And when he's laughing at all the wrong things.
Yeah, I feel so sorry. In the comedy club. Oh, man, I feel so sorry for him.
He didn't know where to laugh. But he'll... Quick, give me your best joke along. Go.
No.
You can stop doing it now. It's fine. Okay. Stop doing the joke along. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Fuck you.
Stop doing it.
That's live.
Dude, you can stop doing it now. It's fine.
I'm gonna wear this hat.
I'm gonna punch you in your perfect teeth.
Wear this hat. Tell me about Letterbox.
Oh, well, no, I'm gonna give you trivia first. All right.
Oh, wait, that's what happens first.
Yeah, ma'am. I need to get my reading glasses on. Okay. They made a full map of their design Gotham that can be seen on the subway stations.
Really?
So they wanted to know, where's Arthur going? And so they decided they'd build an entire city map.
Holy shit.
For Gotham. And that map that they made, they're like, well, we might as well not waste it. So they put it on the subway, like posters of the subway line.
Yeah.
It's like the entire city of like the size of Manhattan. Maybe not that to scale.
Well, Gotham is based off New York.
This one is New York. That's my second trivia point.
New York.
In 1981.
Is that what it's based off?
Yes.
Yeah, so okay. So it's not the 70s. It's the 80s.
Oh, yeah. I should have corrected you before.
You should have corrected me.
Yeah. Whoops.
Corrected me.
Mm.
Now that I think about it, the man with the slick back hair makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Wow. I feel like a right fool.
Mm. Yeah, so they fully based it off that because apparently New York back then was not the best.
No.
You know? Never been.
Never been.
Wasn't alive back then.
Interesting. But I would love to learn a little bit more history about New York in
I'm
going to
watch a doco on that shit for sure.
Yeah, that sounds great. Wow. Very insightful. Thank you, man.
But it's apparently it's real crummy and...
Yeah.
It's as you saw.
Yeah.
Lots of deep blues. Last point of trivia. Wanking Phoenix apparently ate an apple a day for 2 months to get as skinny as he was.
I did know this.
So you didn't know this part, though. In June of the year of filming, he was 180 pounds, 81 kilos.
Mm-hmm.
And in September, so only June, July, August, September, 3 months later, he went down to 120 pounds, which is 54 kilos. Shit. So he went from 81 kilos to 54 in around 3 and a bit months.
Wow.
That's
proper mental.
It's nuts. Because he was a decent size and he's like...
Yeah, he's just like just an average bloke, but then just became tiny, a little matchstick.
Yeah. Todd asked, do you want us to get a trainer or something? He's like, no, I'll sort it. It's fine.
I'll do it myself.
Yeah.
Wow, commitment to the role right there.
I love that shit.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Shit. Letterbox time?
Please.
A lot of haters on Letterbox, so we'll get through it.
Of course there is.
Yeah. That's, you could tell.
You can tell.
Nick Wybert says, some people a few rows behind me applauded when Joker said society. 3 stars.
That's kind of funny, though.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah. Look, yeah, there's two sides. There's like everyone in the middle. Obviously, you love it or you hate it, but your opinion on it, you're either, oh, it's a movie, you know, it's whatever, but then you've got the extremes, the incels, and then the people who hate the incels on the other side.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, everyone kind of hates incels, but like the people that define their lives around hating them sort of thing.
Mm, yeah. 100%. Yep. Fuck the incels. Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
Adam Bolt says, I liked it when he climbed in the fridge. 5 stars.
I also thought that was a great scene. And I thought that the phone call in the next scene was going to be him getting out of the fridge and answering the phone and not dying. But it turns out he just stayed in the fridge the whole night and survived.
Yeah. Just like the fringe guy in that YouTube sketch.
Great. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roberto says, we kind of already talked about this, so it doesn't mean as much. Breaking news, Joaquin Phoenix reportedly hospitalized due to severe back pain from carrying the entire Joker movie on his back. 2 stars.
Yeah.
But he's a hater. He's fuck a you, hater. Roberto. We already proved your
point. Fuck you.
Stupid knob. Because of that, I'm giving it 8 out of 10 nubs.
Yeah,
straight into it. Woo! Fuck you.
Oh, I love that too, because I'm right there with you. I'm also an 8 out of 10.
No!
I'll drink to that.
I'll jerk to that.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these 3 things.
Number 1.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number 2.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number 3.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week. Well, that was quite an entrance.
Ha 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 ha. That was the audience laughing.
You okay?
Yeah, that's exactly how I imagined it.
Well, that makes one of us.
Ha, audience laughs.
So, can you tell us about this look? When we spoke earlier, you mentioned that this look is not a political statement. Is that right?
That's right, Murray. Oh, Murray. I'm not political in bad Murray impression. Just trying to make people laugh.
And how's that going for you?
Joker does signature laugh.
So I know you're a comedian. Have you been working on any new material? Do you want to tell us a joke?
Okay. Pulls out joke book. This one's your line.
Oh, you've got a book. A book of jokes.
Joker looks through book.
Oh, wait, is it me again?
Yeah, it's you.
Fuck.
Murray.
Take your time. We've got all day.
Okay. Okay. Here's one. Shit. Pauses. Smacks lips. Knock, knock.
And you had to look that up?
Audience laugh. Fucking audience. I want to get it right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
It's the police, ma'am. Your son has been hit by a drunk driver. He's dead.
Wow, wow. Wow, wow. Oh, wait. Hang on. Fucking. Ah, no, no, no. You cannot joke about that. Yeah, that's not very funny, Arthur. That's not the kind of humor we do on this show.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, clenches teeth. It's been a rough few weeks, Murray. Laughs. Ever since I killed those Wall Street guys. Audience gasps. Nice.
Okay, I'm waiting for the punchline.
There is no punchline. Pauses. Shit. It's not a joke. audience gasps.
You're serious, aren't you? You're telling us you killed those three young men on the subway? You killed those three young men at Subway? And why should we believe you?
Man, I got nothing left to lose. Nothing's gonna hurt me anymore. Man, life is nothing but a comedy.
Let me get this straight. You think killing those guys is funny?
I do.
Oh.
And I'm tired of pretending it's not. Comedy is subjective, Murray. Isn't it what they say? All of you in this system knows so much, and you decide what's wrong. The same way you decide what's points of self fun at and points of Murray not.
Oh, okay. I think I might understand that you did this to start a movement to become a symbol.
Come on, Murray. Chuckling. Do I look like the kind of clown that could start a movement? I killed those guys because they were awful.
Yeah.
Everybody is awful these days. It's enough to make anybody crazy.
Okay, so that's it. You're crazy. That's your defense for killing three young men.
No, they couldn't carry a tune to save their lives.
Boo.
Audience boos. Oh, why is everyone so upset about these guys? Cocked up, choked up. If that was me dying on the sidewalk, you'd walk right over me. I pass you every day and you don't even notice me. But these guys, what, because Thomas Wank went and cried about them on TV?
You have a problem with Thomas Wank?
Yeah, I do. Have you seen what it's like out there, Murray? Do you ever actually leave the stewed? Everybody just yells and scream at each other. Nobody's civil anymore.
Really?
Nobody thinks like they do to be the other guy. Nearly seething. You think men like Thomas Wank ever think about what it's like to be someone like me? To be someone but themselves? They don't. They think we'll just sit there and take it like good little boys. But we won't. Werewolf? Why the fuck does it say werewolf?
Why does
werewolf?
It say
that's
werewolf?
A typo. That's
fucking
a typo.
Reddit, man.
That's a typo.
You finished? I mean, there's so much self-pity, Arthur. You sound like you're making excuses for killing those young men. Not everybody, and I'll tell you this, not everyone is awful.
You're awful, Murray.
Oh, you motherfucker. Me, I'm awful. Oh, yeah? How am I awful?
Playing my video, inviting me on the show, you just wanted to make fun of me.
Damn,
you're just like the rest of them.
You don't know the first thing about me, pal. Look what happened because of what you did. What it led to, there are riots out there. Joker laughs and nods. Two policemen are in critical condition. And you're laughing. You're laughing. Someone was killed today because of what you did.
I know. How about another joke, Murray?
No, I think we've had enough of your jokes.
What do you get when you cross a mentally ill loner with a society that abandons him and
you
treats him like trash? I'll tell you what you get. You get what you fucking deserve. Wow.
Wow.